Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. Luma helps the transportation and logistics industry save lives through our award-winning connected learning platform because we believe that we are connected, and when you are, you can reduce risk, spark change, and learn with purpose. And that is why we are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to have you here today. Today, I am joined by Elizabeth Nicholson, and she is an incredible leader, advocate, and just an amazing overall person. And her title, she is the Director of Education and Training for the TCA. And I'll have her tell you a little bit about her role in her company. But I'm so glad to have her today because we need more leaders and more leadership exactly like she leads. And I'm excited to talk with her about the frontline today. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for joining me. I'm so happy to have you here today. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and, you know, really what you're interested in with leadership and leading from the frontline?
Hi, Gina. Thank you so much for asking me here today. I was honored and surprised to get your email. So thank you. I've been at TCA now for a little over a year, and as the Director of Education and Training, I am, you know, work very closely with our members and our leadership about the training that we offer to the industry. And as you know, we don't offer a lot of truck driver training, but we do with the executive and the office staff and make sure that the drivers are supported by well-educated people. Before here, I worked for a medical society doing their education and training, and I was there for about 7 years. And before that, I worked for an airport association.
Wow.
And I was there for about 15 years. So I've always been in the association world. And so the idea of a corporate world where you have cost centers and you're worried about that and that's all you're worried about is so foreign to me, because in the association world, it's all about our members. It's all about their needs, their wants, and meeting their expectations, and not like a board of director. I mean, we do have a board of directors, don't get me wrong, but you know, we focus on the members and their needs. And I just love that. I love working directly with the people that I'm helping.
I love that. Yes, well, you are helping. That's the thing. That's so amazing because that's really leading from the front line. You know, it's really focused on people that are, you know, every day having to work right there and, you know, in the crossfires of everything that happens. So how has leading from the front line shaped your mindset, do you think, and making some pivotal decisions that you've had to make as the leader of the education and training, which you know is so dear to me?
Yes, I do. And it's interesting. The first time you sent me these questions, I was like, I don't lead from the front line. I'm in an office, right? Oh. So you really had me thinking about the front line and how I do that, right? Mm-hmm. And it kind of, I mean, I sat up a little taller after I was really, you know, dig deep and think about this. But, you know, working with the members, as you said, and I agree, is me working at the front line, because I really rely on our committees, our members, the drivers, really everybody I speak to. I am always thinking about, do we need to educate on this? Do we need to create training? What do we need to do to support this? You know, is there a way? Do we already have it and they don't know? Right? Or do we need to create something? And so I think understanding that relationship with our members is key for me, and listening to them and asking the right questions. And that's really how I think I lead from the front line, is relying on my subject matter experts, because I'm not I don't work in a trucking, you know, it's like I work in an association. It's like when I was at the medical society, I wasn't a doctor, but I still trained doctors. And before that, I wasn't a pilot, but I still trained, you know, airport personnel. So I have to rely on the subject matter experts and trust them.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I've really noticed about your leadership is how you lift people up. And I witnessed this at the TCA Refrigerated Conference. It's like you listen to everyone and you lift people up and you give people a voice and you want people to get education that matters, that can change their life. And, you know, that's so important to have leaders like you that do that, because you're kind of behind the scenes and, you know, you kind of are doing it quietly but boldly, and it makes a difference. And from all those conversations that you've had with different individuals, have you seen something in our industry that you think that you would redesign? And maybe what would you create instead? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I was hoping you weren't going to ask me this one.
Uh-oh.
No. You know, we've seen such advances in education, Gina. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. And now with all of these online trainings, I find that a lot of people get stuck in the mindset of sitting down in front of your computer and doing some, you know, either self-directed education or watch a webinar and then check that box and move on, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's easy. And it's not, I'm not saying that everybody is out there looking for the easy way, but we're just busy. And especially this industry, I mean, you know, some of the small carriers out there, they wear 7 different hats.
Right.
You know, they're employees. And so the HR person is the marketing person, is the onboarding person, you know, so it's like, how do they find the time? Because they also have kids at home or husband, wife, whatever. They have a life. I would love to see that mindset shift where, you know, there's more practical education and, you know, these little snippets of, okay, this is a best practice. Now go put it in place and come back and report in 6 months and tell us how you did. And then you'll get the certificate. You know what I mean? Like that more interactive, the putting the onus more on the educatee. I don't think that's a word, but I just
innovated. I love that.
You know, put it kind of back on them to say, okay, I'm not just going to sit and watch a video. I'm actually going to take what I'm learning and go, if I think it's going to work for my organization, I'm going to go put it in practice and then I'm going to report on it. You know, I would love to see more of that.
Yeah. Like kind of,
but that's a big mind change. That's a really big change.
It is. You know, and the one thing that, you know, I've heard you talk about, and it's very passionate to me, is content doesn't change lives, right? The connection, the application, the engagement changes and moves the industry forward. Have you seen an innovation or something emerge from this industry in an unexpected place? Have you seen any innovation come to life, maybe through that or through conversations that you've had?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the innovation with the content, are you asking?
Just in general, whatever.
Just in general, just like great ideas. That's like,
yes,
oh my God. Like,
great ideas. Okay. You just invented a word. So I think.
I know, I did.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Every time I have a meeting, literally, like every time I have a meeting, the conversation with somebody else, if it's an internal conversation with the committee, an idea is there. You just have to know how to look for it. And you have to have your mind open to seeing it, right? Mm-hmm. And so we were, one of the committee meetings just recently that we had with my retention, recruitment, and human resources committee, they were talking about yes, we do have training for, I'm just going to say, the RRHR personnel, but it's a little outdated. And we had a list of topics that they wanted TCA to teach. And so it finally, after back and forth and how we're going to do it, it's also recognizing not to reinvent the wheel, right? Mm-hmm. We have an online leadership series that's doing very well. So why don't we create an online recruitment and retention series where it's live content, you have the webinars, you have that interaction, put it online. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're doing. And
I love that.
Yeah. And so it's a brand new program, and it was not in the plans to create for next year.
Yeah.
And it was not in the budget. It was not in the operating plans. It was nowhere. And at one meeting, and now I have a sponsor for it. I have five out of six sessions filled with speakers and moderators from the industry. And it's great. And it's wonderful.
I love it.
And
congratulations.
It's exciting. Yeah.
It is. You know, it just takes somebody like you, someone working on the front line, to be passionate and create something meaningful for the industry. So thank you.
Yeah.
What do you hope 10 years from now? What do you want people to remember about your work and how it's moved the people forward? 10 years from now, what do you want people to remember about your work?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I want people to look back in 10 years. This is going to sound weird, but not know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me.
Right.
And it never has been. And that's kind of, you know, I want the industry in 10 years to look at TCA and say, that is where you go to get education.
Oh, I love it. But you're going to set the pathway. You are setting the pathway.
That's what
you're
I want to do.
The foundation. I love it. Well, this is why today I am honoring you with the Pelican Award. And you'll get this in the mail and I'll have your name on it. But I chose a pelican because I wanted to start my podcast to recognize leaders that don't always get the spotlight, but you move the mountains just the same. You're changing what the TCA does for their education, and you're not the loudest voice in the room, and you're not chasing applause or titles. You just said it, like you just demonstrated that, but you keep showing up for others again and again. And I created this Pelican Award to honor quiet heroes in the industry, people that lead with the heart, who carry the weight of others without asking anything in return. And I chose the Pelican for a reason, because Pelicans, I live in Charleston and I watch them, and they live in hunting groups. They don't thrive in isolation, but they thrive in community and connection. I believe they represent teamwork, social bonds, and the balance between giving and receiving. And I wanted to honor you with this because I believe and I have witnessed that you embody all of these traits, and you see the strength in others and you lift them higher and you give to others without ego. And you don't always lead from the front. You even said, I don't even know. But you lead within the community, and your work, I know, doesn't always make headlines, but your impact, it is lasting, it's personal, and it's powerful. So today I honor you, Elizabeth, for the way you move people forward, how you've lifted me up and quietly and purposely delivered your mission in education and learning, and for the community that you're building and you have built, and for the balance you bring, and for the lives that you're changing just by being you. So congratulations, you are Pelican, and I am so honored to know and have had the opportunity in my career to work with you. So today I'd like you to leave us leaders and future leaders with some lasting words in leading to the front lines for the future.
You know, I do have some lasting words for this one. And I think for me and for all leaders, right, especially within education, but even as CEOs and whomever, you are still educating everybody in your organization every day. Doesn't matter what you do, you are educating them on how to talk, how to write, how to walk, whatever, right? But I think with today, with AI, with all this technology, I think the biggest gift we can give to anybody is the gift of confidence. And educating people gives them confidence because they stand up straighter, they hold their head higher, and they'll do better if they have that confidence. And so investing in your employee education and their future and their growth gives them confidence, which ultimately gets paid back in, you know, billions of ways. So that's my lasting thought.
I love it. Confidence, lead with confidence, teach confidence, and together let's be confident.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for coming on my podcast. Keep shining. Your story is just beginning.
Thank you, Gina. Have a great day.
You too.
Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety, Learning, and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show. And use the hashtag #OnTheFrontline. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.